From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A small team of American ground troops is ordered to northern Syria to help opposition groups in the fight against Islamic State militants. The White House said Friday that President Obama has authorized fewer than 50 U.S. Special Operations Forces to coordinate between Syrian rebel fighters and U.S.-led coalition operations. It is the first time Washington has disclosed a deployment of U.S. ground forces to Syria for an open-ended mission rather than for a specific raid. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters the U.S. troops will provide some training, advice, and assistance to rebels fighting IS militants.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to taking the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
Somalia's president says authorities are investigating a recent crash of a plane whose survivors apparently have been taken captive by militant group al-Shabaab. Speaking to VOA's Somali service on Friday, President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud said the plane fell into the hands of bandits or militiamen who kidnapped the passengers. The small plane was carrying between 9 and 11 people who have yet to be identified. Tanzanian authorities have confirmed ruling party candidate John Magufuli as the victor in the country's presidential election. Officials handed a victory certificate on Friday to Magufuli, who represents Tanzania's ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi Party, or CCM. The main opposition candidate, Edward Lowassa, came in second and has called for a recount of Sunday's vote. This is VOA.